Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Get Rich Slow Club podcast is a collaboration between Tash Etchman from Tash Invest and Anna Christina from Perla. The Get Rich Slow Club acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land we record on. From coast to coast, across land, waters, and communities, we pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Any advice is general and does not consider your financial situation, needs, or objectives, so consider whether it's appropriate for you.
Welcome to the Get Rich Slow Club podcast,
where we take you from beginner to confident investor,
where we can teach you everything you need to know about investing.
So come get rich slow with us.
Today we have a quick bonus episode for Valentine's Day, and we're going to go through 10 budget-friendly date or solo date ideas.
If Valentine's Day isn't your thing, or if you're solo, you can do all of this stuff by yourself or with a friend or a few friends. So it's all inclusive, no stress. Valentine's Day is not a thing for me. So
no, just Valentine's Day inspired. Yes. These are all things I do most of the time anyway.
Yeah. Love it.
Starting off with number one, use the entertainment book or find a Groupon or a Scoopon or whatever voucher and try something new for a cheaper price. I love the entertainment book has an app now, and you can just look at the map and see what's close by to you. And there's so many restaurants that are buy one, get one free. There was a breakfast restaurant we went to nearby and they had breakfast platters. So instead of picking one thing, you could pick three mini things from their menu. And that was just the coolest thing ever.
Does it cost money to get the entertainment book app? Like, do you have to pay for it?
Yeah, but sometimes there's specials where it's only 99 cents for 3 months. So keep an eye on Oz Bargain. And sometimes you can get it really discounted. Or I think I paid $29 for 12 months for the whole of Australia because I travel quite often. It's been pretty handy. And with this breakfast, I think it was $25 each usually. And we just paid $25 for one. So you pretty much get it back just in one thing.
Oh, wow. That's really great. I'm going to have to check that out. Haven't used that yet.
Yeah. And it's really cool because I never would have tried that place if I hadn't have had the entertainment book. So it's good.
Yeah, exactly. It gives people like free marketing and new patrons through the door. Love that. Number two is cheap Tuesday movie tickets. So using your Shopback for movie tickets can really significantly reduce the price, and it's a great way to get out.
Yeah, I started going to the movies again when like Barbie and Oppenheimer came out, and I was like, oh, I forgot I really liked the movies. It's been fun again.
I took my kid, I think I mentioned this before, to go see The Little Mermaid, and I definitely need to wait till my kid's bigger, but because he wanted to change the channel. That's not something we can do. You can't watch something else. Can you put something else on, Mama? No, not yet, but I can't wait to go back to the movies because it just feels so luxurious now just to get out of the house and go see something on a massive screen.
Yeah, and it's good to not use my phone because at home I'm often going on my phone when I'm watching a movie even, which is a bad habit. But at the movies, I'm like, oh no, I can't do that. So it's good to kind of break away from my phone for a bit.
Yeah, switch off.
Number three, find a TikTok recipe and cook at home. Something I made really cool from TikTok the other day was these loaded fries, but with this bake at home kebab meat stuff. And it was like combining mince and lots of spices and onion and stuff into kind of a meatloaf vibe and then freezing it in the freezer. And then afterwards kind of slicing it. So you've got the nice kebab meat slices. And that worked out really, really, really well.
I actually love cooking with someone. Like I don't like cooking, period, by myself. Like it's just not fun for me, but it's such a great way to like maybe have a glass of something, hang out and work on something together and then just enjoy.
And I love when I've tried something new and I can show someone. I'm always really proud when a TikTok recipe works because sometimes they're a little bit random. So when it's successful, it's like, wow, look what I've done.
Yeah. And TikTok makes it so easy to kind of follow a recipe as opposed to scroll down 10 pages of your travels abroad and how this piece was inspired. Oh my God. We get so angry about that all the time.
Yeah.
At our house. Number four is very similar. It's a cocktail night at home. So you can bring a bunch of different liquors or drinks and create that together as a cocktail party. And you can do this for a date night or with some of your friends and bring a meal. And it just creates such a new vibe of like trying to make cocktails and make something awesome at the end that you can consume.
I saw someone was doing one and it was based on their job. So it was a theme one. So nurses brought ones with syringes and I thought that was really fun.
Oh, cute. That's fun.
Number five, have a games night or a stay-at-home date night.
We do this quite a bit. When the kids go to bed, we might pull out a board game and play or just do something special. So you're at home, but you're still kind of like making an effort to not do, you know, Netflix or what you always do, but just make it special. In fact, actually, on one of our anniversaries, I forced my partner to dress up. So we both dressed up and we got one of those meals. Like this is during COVID time. We got one of those meals delivered that you cook at home, but it's all like from a really nice restaurant and we followed it. They even packed like a little candle in there and we got dressed up and it was just like a nice vibe. You're at home, but you're doing something special.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
That sounds really nice. I've been trying to incorporate this more with not using my phones, having phone-free nights, because I find being on social media, I always want to look at my phone and see what's happening. So having this as, yes, it's a date night, but also it's just a phone-free night has been good.
I know a couple friends who have a basket for their phone. So there's a time between, let's say, 6 and 9 o'clock that you can't touch your phone and you have to put it in the basket. So that's another thought for having good conversations. Yeah. Number six is picnic in the park. You know, you can always grab some cheese and crackers and a blanket and just go hang out, watch the birds, just have a really nice little spot in the park. And some cities also have moonlight cinemas or even theaters that are outdoors. So that just makes it really fun for the summertime.
I used to go to outdoor cinemas a lot and they were super fun. I remember they had a moonlight one in Perth and it was just great. So it's a good idea.
I know one time back in the day when I was working in the city and my partner was studying, we used to meet in the park all the time, but we played this game where it was like, we don't know where in the park you are. We just know you're in the park. And we would send photos of where we are, like a tree or something like nearby. And we would both be walking to each other, trying to find familiar kind of like, what's that building in the background? You must be walking in that direction. So adding some playful elements to your everyday life always just makes things a little bit more interesting and fun as well. So it doesn't have to be like a boring picnic. You can create like a fun way to find each other on the way to the picnic, you know?
I love that. It's like the adult version of hide and seek. How good.
Yeah. Using media and internet and photos, camera.
Yes. Number seven is go for a walk. This one kind of sounds a bit boring, but for the month of January, my boyfriend and I have been going for a 45-minute walk together every single day, no matter what. Or if we're away, we call and talk for 45 minutes. And it's been really good, like one, making it the habit and not having to think about going for a walk. It's just a thing that we do, but also spending time together just while walking and not being at home.
I love that. Walking is so important. I had an old manager of mine who we would meet for one-on-one meetings and we would walk together. And they were telling me that actually it's really good to create teamwork as well, because you're not looking at each other. You're walking in the same direction and it allows you to be a bit more open because of just your body moving and walking in the same direction. So walking can be so beneficial on so many levels. And if you're working with colleagues, it might be a good way to be like, hey, let's go take a meeting and walk together as well. So not just Valentine's Day, a good point for every day.
Every day.
The next one is going to the art gallery. And this is one that I really love because I love art. Usually the galleries, a lot of them here in Australia, are free. So it's a great way to connect with someone, to again, like look at artwork, have great conversations, what you like, what you don't like, how you feel inspired or not. But it just gives you something to do that's free and it's fun.
One time I randomly went to a museum in Melbourne, and usually I don't really like museums that much. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever, it'll be boring. But we went in and it was the history of books, and it had all of these really, really, really old books. And it was just unexpectedly really fun.
Sometimes you can spend hours there. Like you just get inspired by what's there. And sometimes they're not, you know, they're not as exciting, but it's always great to just check it out. It's a free thing to do and you might get something out of it.
And you can just leave because it's free.
Yeah, exactly. You don't feel bad.
No. Number 9, I saw this one on TikTok. I probably spend too much time on TikTok. But it is a date morning where you have breakfast in bed and you both make and swap these newspapers. So the girl I was watching made a newspaper on Canva and then did little events like today's our anniversary or Valentine's Day, whatever it is, and then had a few key events that they were reflecting on. And then she made him a personalized crossword at the end as well that had lots of like related to memories or things they'd done together. And it was just such a cool, free, cheap thing, I think, that you can do.
Oh, I love that. The other thing is like, you can do this with your bestie and just be like, hey, I appreciate you. These are some of the great memories we've had together. Or back in the day when I used to play roller derby, I would often meet up with my teammates and we'd get together and everyone would bring a breakfast piece. So sometimes we'd have milkshakes for breakfast and waffles and this and that. Yum. And it was just a fun way to get together in the morning as opposed to like going out for dinner. It just kind of mixes things up, which I love. And number 10 on the list is basically taking a class in something that you can do an event or learn together. There's tons of cocktail making or cooking classes. There's also pottery classes. I even saw a class for learning how to make coffee art. And how fun is that to like pick up a new skill with someone and do it together? Sometimes they're a bit more expensive, but at the same time, you've now learned a new skill that you can apply to your everyday life.
Yes, or you could look on Groupon. I often see cocktail classes on Groupon, so you can save some money that way as well. And some tips for doing stuff alone. I know some people find that a little bit scary, going out to dinner alone or doing something alone, going to the movies. But I found taking a book really helps. Like I love going out by myself, but having a book with me to read helps a lot.
I love that. And that's it for today. As you know, you can do all of these with your friends or by yourself. You don't have to be partnered, and just cheap ideas to have fun. Thanks so much for joining us. If you found this episode helpful, please rate us 5 stars, write a review, or share with a friend. If you're new to investing, make sure to listen to our first 10 episodes. Follow us at Get Rich Slow Club or Tash at Tash Invest or me at Anna Christina.
This show was brought to you by Natasha Etchman, who is an authorized representative, 1299881 of Guideway Financial Services, AFSL 420367, and Perla, who is an authorized representative, 1281540 of Sanlam Private Wealth, AFSL 337927. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to investing. So make sure you check out our financial services guides and read the product disclosure statement and target market determination for any investments you're considering. See our show notes for more info.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.